you're listening to Vectis Radio. It's Macca in the morning. I've just been joined by a vision of loveliness. She's almost as old as me, but she only looks like, well, half my age. Is it Lisa or Lisa?
Lisa. Lisa Noble.
Lisa Noble from
Red House Spa,
which is in the high street, which is right next door to the post office, or where the post office used to
be. Yes, opposite Edinburgh Willow Mill.
And you've been there for how long?
Quite a long time. 12 years now we've been at Red House.
Incredible.
Prior to that, Ride Skincare and Laser Clinic and West White Skincare and Day Spa as well.
I know that my wife went in about 5 years ago. I bought her some treatments and she went in for the day.
Did she enjoy it?
She had a lovely time, yeah.
Excellent.
She did. And there's her birthday coming up soon, actually, so you never know. I'm always stuck for buying presents. So.
Well, there we are.
Perfect.
Gift vouchers are a perfect gift for guys that can't think how to treat their wives or get well partners.
Which is most of us.
Exactly. Generally on Christmas Eve as well, when they've been down the pub and they come in and go, help!
That's not quite me, but I'm in that bracket of not knowing. But what do you do? You must do an array of stuff.
Well, we have lots of things going on in the building. We have a full dental clinic and oral health centre in there. We have a laser clinic, a hair salon, and beauty and treatment rooms. What I primarily do is the laser and aesthetics. I work with lasers and also do cosmetic tattooing as well and injectable treatments.
Crikey, that sounds complicated with the lasers. do you have to have like special training for that?
Yes, you do. I've had specific training with lasers and I've been working with lasers now 15, 16 years. And you can get fantastic results with lasers on all forms of treatments for the skin or tattoo removal, hair removal, thread veins. You can do an awful lot with lasers.
So we were talking off air about things that you can do for, you know, ladies that are struggling, they've had chemotherapy and things like that. You can replace the eyebrows and things like that.
It's called micropigmentation. So it's a cosmetic tattooing. It's not like a normal tattoo that you'd go to a tattooist. We use special pigments. We call it semi-permanent because it's not a permanent tattoo. It will fade in the skin and the pigments will slightly change colour, but it's a very, very natural looking tattoo, and we can create hair strokes, create eyebrows, extend eyebrows. You know, for a lot of ladies might have overplucked their eyebrows and they just don't grow hair there anymore. We use it for lip liner, eyeliner, but we use it as an enhancement. It's not to be very fake looking. It's more an enhancement. It's also very good as well for scalp pigmentation for guys that are receding in hairline. You can use pigmentation to create hair strokes, the vision of hair as well for slightly balding gentlemen.
Yeah, what are you getting at me?
Of course not.
Oh, right, okay. I thought we were getting on somewhere as well. See, I can't wait for it all to fall out so
really?
I can just polish it of a morning and that's it. Go. I don't have to worry about, you know, messing about with it.
Okay. Well, a lot of guys don't feel like that. You know, a lot of young guys who start to lose their hair and recede, they find it very traumatic. And of course, there's not much that you can do about that to make the hair grow back.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
So, you know, this.
Rubbing it in.
this treatment is, you know, it is a very good treatment for guys as well.
Oh, well, maybe my wife would be buying me a treatment.
Exactly,
then,
she might be in next year at Christmas time.
Yeah, no, I see. I'm not that fussed. I'm not that vain, but there's certain things that I do worry about. I don't want to be like those old man eyebrows where they creep up your forehead.
Yeah.
And I don't want
that.
No, that's
not a good look.
I do have a fiddle and do have a pluck a few out and so on. I mean, you've got perfect eyebrows. Then. How long does it take you to do that?
Mine are actually cosmetically tattooed.
What? So there's not.
There's hair there, but they are enhanced. So
right.
So yeah. So they're actually they're cosmetically tattooed, but as you can see, they're very natural looking. But
absolutely, they are.
You know,
yeah.
You don't have to kind of like think.
I didn't think that at all. And I must. But what about your eyeliner? Is that something that's tattooed or is that eyeliner?
No, that's just makeup.
Do you do that as well though? Yeah.
Yes, we do eyeliner. Yeah.
Right. Because what I don't understand is when Pat Butcher on EastEnders, she does all this, she must pluck the whole lot out and then she just paints it in, and it doesn't look real. But yours looks like it's not been, you know, plucked and done and whatever. It just looks natural, like you say.
Good. I think the whole thing with aesthetics is to look at somebody and actually look at enhancing their looks, not changing them. And also not to create a very fake look. I think it's very important because a lot of people as well can go a little bit too far with trying to, you know, enhance their looks. And that, and I, you know, I don't really advocate that very fake look. I think that you should look good for your age, and, you know, try to look as healthy and as well as possible.
Yeah, there are a number of women that you see, and men as well, that have obviously gone under the knife, and they
just
look
too much.
Yeah, and just they've gone way too far. But just a little bit here and a little bit there. I think it's I would imagine it builds their confidence.
I was going to say it's not about being vain. You know, I don't like the word vain really, because I think it is about confidence. And I think that I have a lot of women and gentlemen that come to me and have consultations, and they say to me, you know, I look in the mirror now and I look tired, or, you know, I don't look as well as I'd like to look. But they feel completely different inside. And so if you can help them with that, then that then is giving them confidence. You know, it's not completely changing them, it's just enhancing their look so they feel more confident about themselves, and it's not about vanity.
It must be a really lovely feeling to be able to do that.
It is, and you know, I've actually been in this profession now since college. So I've never been out of this profession, and I still love it. And I'm still completely passionate about it as the day that I trained. Really am.
That's really nice, and you can see that in your you know, the way that you are as well.
You
haven't come in with a face on you or anything like that. You know, do you know what I mean? Because there's some people who've just been doing their job for too long and just like, hey, look. And yours is if you're not doing it with a smile and really wanting to do it, I guess it must sort of it will feed through to the people that come in, your clients.
I think the day that I would feel like that, then is the day I shouldn't be doing it, because
you might slip with a laser because you got the ump. That's not good, is it?
You know, it is a very rewarding profession, but also as well it's something that I'm very passionate about, and obviously I feel a lot of knowledge in, because I've been doing it for so long and trained in so many different elements and diversified completely from what I knew when I left the Isle of Wight College and left for the mainland to now, you know, the work that I do now.
I think it's brilliant. We've only touched the tip of the iceberg. Will you come back again and do some stuff? Because I wanted to talk about the tattoos, because I know lots and lots of people, this is big business. You watch a football match and everyone's got tattoos. Every youngster's having tattoos.
Yeah.
And you think, it's not, I mean, I'm not absolutely against them, but what I do worry about is sometimes is when people have them, that's it. It's almost like you've got them for life, but that's not always the case, because that's where you come in.
Yeah, you can use a laser to remove a tattoo very, very effectively. And it's becoming much more widely, prolific that people are doing that. Unfortunately, a lot of people have tattoos, they might just not think about it. And statistically, 70% of people that have tattoos regret it within the first 4 weeks. And unfortunately, you know, it can be as well traumatic if they've got a partner's name, marriage, you know, dates, memorable moments actually imprinted on their body, and something that perhaps they don't want to remember anymore.
Sure.
You know, they want to get rid of that, but you can very successfully remove tattoos, definitely.
Will you come back in and talk more about that?
Of course,
I think
it'll be my pleasure.
That'll be a fascinating thing to talk about, and maybe get a few people on that said, you know, maybe back up your theory of once I've done it, after 4 weeks I felt, oh, I wish I hadn't have done it, because she finished with me. If we wanted to find out a little bit more about you, is there a website we can look at?
Yes, it's theredhousespa.com, and you can have a look at the website there. And also I do free consultations all the time through the business, so if anybody just wants to come in so I can have a look at the tattoo or, you know, whatever they want, and then they can have a chat with me, no obligation at all, and I can give them all the information that they want and require for them to make, you know, an informed booking if they want to.
Brilliant. It's lovely to see you, and I'm going to come in and see you about me receding hairline.
Okay, well, I'll be seeing you soon.
All right, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.